What's up, guys? This is Uriah Faber, the California Kid, here with Greg Conley, serial entrepreneur, founder of Trifecta Nutrition. We're talking about everything under the sun, fitness, entertainment, and of course, business, making that money. What's up, guys? Cali Cast, we're here again with a whole new episode, and we've got Greg Conley here, as always, and a special guest today, someone I've known since he was 9 years old, as a teammate, the longest standing teammate of all alpha male, which is kind of crazy because everybody doesn't know him yet. But we've got Joseph Bopo Morales with us today. So welcome, Joseph. Yeah, that's it. And Joseph, just so you know, this podcast is about mixed martial arts, about fitness, it's about health, it's about nutrition, it's about entertainment, kind of all encompassing. So
okay. We
talk about all sorts of cool stuff. And Greg is also a business owner. He owns Trifecta Nutrition, one of four or five companies that he started, and we're having a ton of success with Trifecta as is. We know you're a Trifecta athlete, so you're part of the crew. But you know, just kind of getting to know you a little bit, I want to give a little overview. So Joseph and I have known each other, like I said, since he was 9 years old. We used to be at Cassio Wernick's Jiu-Jitsu place when I very first graduated college at UC Davis, and he was just a kid at the time, taking classes from Dustin Akbari, who's our current coach at Ultimate Fitness and at Team Alpha Male. And at the time, I think Dustin was probably maybe 16, 17 years old. Joseph was just a little guy, and I was just starting fighting in these Indian casinos around California. So
nice.
You know, Joseph's dad was always a training partner with myself and with the other guys. On top of that, when I went to open my own gym, he followed over and has been on this journey ever since. I'm not sure how old you were when you really decided you wanted to be a champion in the UFC, but from a very young age. Why don't you give us kind of your perspective of what life's been like as a kid in the gym, and then now someone that's, you know, vying for a title.
I mean, it's really cool. I like got to see a lot of everybody's like ups and downs and stuff, and being able to grow like around adversity and just be comfortable with it and be able to, you know, adapt and change and just grow from it. So it's
pretty how old were you when you, because obviously as a 9 year old you're in there training. How old were you when you decided I want to make a career out of the fight game?
I was 12 years old.
Were you?
Yeah, I was 12 years old when I finally decided, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You know, this is what I want to do. This is going to be, like, the ultimate goal, you know. And then, I started at 9 years old, and that's when I met you at Cassio's. You know, I wanted to start competing a little bit. I started competing at age 11. And at age 11, I lost a few competitions. And I think the drive of the, like, losing, I lost, like, my first four or five competitions. And the drive of losing, like, I've always been competitive. I've always been an athlete. And then I think that's what, like, pushed me to, like, do this.
That tipped you over.
Yeah, because the first tournament I won, I was 12 years old. And that's when I was like, okay, like, this is going to be it. And
then, seeing the progress, seeing the little
winning and, you know, and just the feel of winning and just being out there by yourself, like, and doing it on your own.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like,
what, so what What's your record now? I think I saw it online, but
As a professional, 9-0.
9-0.
Yeah.
So he's 9-0, and it's funny.
Remind me to get him a water later.
No, the first time I really realized, because, you know, as a fighter, as an athlete, I've been around this sport for a long time. There's a lot of guys that come in the gym and want to do things, and a lot of kids that start when they're young and like peter out. And you don't know who's going to be the guys that stick with it and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I'm sure, being an athlete growing up. And the first time that I really realized that we had someone that was taking this serious, Joseph, I think, where were you going to compete across the globe?
I was competing in Hungary.
In Hungary for the...
It was a 2011 World Championships for pancreation.
Yeah, for pancreation. I never get sick. I'm like... rarely sick, and if I do, I told you my upbringing, like, you do not want to get sick in my household, because, you know, you're doing enemas in your gut, you know, stuff getting shoved up your nose, and you're having to eat raw for this amount of time and drink garlic juice and all this stuff. So it's very rare that I sit out of anything for being sick, but there was like a 4-day period where I was just down and out and wasn't coming in the gym. And I came on the last day of that sickness, and I see Joseph in there with a general member just beating the snot out of a guy. I don't know. He must have been 16 or something, or 17 at the time. So he's becoming a man. He's still maybe 120 pounds or something. I don't know. But he's beating the crap out of this guy, and I felt bad. I didn't feel bad for the guy. I felt bad for Joseph because he wasn't getting good sparring. So I come in, and I've been like down and out for a couple of days, and I'm like, Bubba, do you want me to jump in there with you and give you some work? He'd be like, oh, that'd be awesome, dude. That'd be great, because I know he's getting ready to go to this big tournament over across the globe.
Yeah.
And so I got in, and I'm like going light. I'd never sparred with him on that level of just sparring where he's actually trying to – just me and him. You know, we've done a lot of different roles together and stuff throughout the years. But so I get in, and I'm just like going to go kind of light or whatever. And he catches me with a nasty right hand, and I'm like, it like dings my head, and I'm like, all right, like, whoa, that was, I mean, that was some power, you know? And then I just stock it up to like, you know, chance. That was just chance. And then
you're like this lucky kid.
Yeah, just lucky, or and I'm sick and stuff. So then I'm like, you know, going again, not getting too crazy. And then he catches me again with a nasty, like, powerful punch, and I'm like, ding. I'm like, holy crap, dude! He's a full grown man at this point, right? So I start, and not wanting to go rip him a new one, but I was like, all right, I'm picking it up, and I start like moving, and then I ended up tagging him in the body hard and getting him in the body shot, and like he's like, oh, and I'm like, you know, had to get a little revenge on the little 17-year-old kid, but
you're, you know, beating up little kids. Good work, Uriah. Beat up the little kids.
Hey, I was sick. he was 17, young stud, but yeah, 2011, I was about to fight, you know, Dominic Cruz for the world championship again, and here I am getting rocked by my 17-year-old kid that I've known since he's 9. So that was like an eye opener of. And then it went. How'd you do in that tournament?
I won.
You won the tournament, yeah, right?
It was three divisions. It was Nogi grappling, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, like with the gi and everything, and then pancration. I won all three.
Yeah, and so you won all three and came back. And it's funny because we have this team, and it's just like here, like, you know, this setting, this company right now, it's like a pretty small core group of people, but it's going to grow, and then people are going to become executives and be part of the process. And, I mean, it's just going to keep mounting up. And I've seen that in a bunch of different levels. But it's cool to see it within our own, like, little team of a guy that starts from the very, very beginning. And you see the visions of greatness, and then all of a sudden, boom, has his debut and knocks dude out and chokes him out and all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. But I still remember that the rude awakening that Joseph had become a man.
Like Mark the day.
That's cool.
Nice. So we gotta hear the backstory on the nickname. You started before we got the podcast going, but
Uriah said it was my sister, but what happened is when I was younger, I had a cousin. He was about a year older than me, and he couldn't pronounce my name right. He would call me Bopuff.
Bopuff?
Yeah.
Bopuff.
Yeah, and so my aunts and, like, my mom, they, like, kind of, like, you know, they would call me that. My mom still calls me Bopuff with the F. She doesn't call me Bopo. And, you know, it kind of just, like, evolved into just Bopo, no F, you know. And my sister heard, I think it was Kenneth Alexander, he came to help corner me for one of my tournaments. And he was the kids instructor at the time. So he came over, and, you know, we're about to leave to L.A. And my sister goes, oh, bye, Bobo. And he's like, what is that? And, like, I was like, oh, it's, like, my nickname. Like, my sisters and, like, my family calls me that. And he brought it back to the gym, and we're, like, at practice, like, you know, going on a little run before the warm-up. And I think he told last call.
Oh, then, no.
Dude, and last call is, like,
Danny, that's Danny Last Call Castillo. He's like the number one ball buster on the planet.
Dude, like, he's the match. And then, like, if you give him some gasoline, like, I mean, it just spreads.
Yeah,
like,
it's bad.
You know, so, like, he told like the whole team, and he's just like yelling. Like, they try to use it to, like, make fun of me. And then, like, after a while, it was just like, it just stuck. Like, now everybody calls me that. I went to work, and people at work would call me that. I go to school, and when in high school, like, it just stuck. It was just a thing. I think they started that when I was like 13.
So yeah, like, I remember his dad wanting to talk, because Joseph's dad, like I said, he's a black belt under our program. So he's been with us for a long time, and he's always been super forward thinking on getting Joseph, like, hey, we know the bigger picture. Ever since he came over from Cassio's when we first opened our gym in 2006, I think it was, he's like, you know, it was a vision that these guys shared together, and they had a couple little businesses they started, like, you know, just kind of always doing things with Joseph in mind, his dad was. So, you know, when he was wanting to talk about nicknames, and I was like, well, do you have any nicknames? And like, well, you know, people, my sisters call me Bopo, and we're like, all right, let's run with it. And then Danny Castillo, Bopo, like, make fun of people, like, oh man, he's the worst.
Yeah, no, it's not even like, not even a thing. Now people, like, Uriah would introduce me as Bopo, like,
yeah,
he, like, he doesn't say anything else.
So you gotta give it a, like, some sort of intimidating backstory, like it stands for like body punch or something like that. The Bopo.
It's funny. Joseph's understood from a long time ago, like, the business side of things also, like we talked about a lot, and that was one of the things. As he was an amateur and coming up, it was, we'd have fights in the gym, and these are like ghetto, like, you know, like, we have in the boxing ring, they're a mess, but he would always be selling a ton of tickets, like, I can sell a bunch of tickets, and he's working with his dad at their, his dad was managing a couple of restaurants, and he's working there and doing this and selling t-shirts and selling this, and he's always been a hustler. So I just had a discussion with him the other day about, you know, the importance of not jumping over a dollar to pick up a penny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just to the point now in his career where the smart thing to do is to stop working, in my opinion, and start, you know, just focusing on becoming a world champ. It's always been, he's worked, you know, he worked for my dad construction. He's worked, you know, for his pops in the restaurant biz. He's done all these odd jobs, painting and, you know, doing things the whole way through. And now it's like, finally time where I had to, like, say, look, I mean, because you got a family now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all grown. He passed me up on the life scale, you know.
Here I am. I know, me too. He's got a kid. Yeah. I feel like I'm falling behind.
He got married. He's got a kid. And he's working in addition to being a full-time fighter. And so it's just to the point now where he's going to fight his second fight in the UFC in Brazil. And
nice.
The focus is now. How's it been being a guy that's had to work all this time and now realizing, like, okay, now it's time to focus.
Well, it's a little bit weird. I'm trying to, like, not feel, like, lazy. Like, to me, like, always working, like, I was working 8 hours a day. I'd wake up at 5 in the morning and go lift at 5:30, you know, and then go straight from there to work and then come back from there to the gym and train another 2 to 3 hours. I wouldn't get home till, like, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, for me now, just being able to, like, go home and, like, relax for, like, 3 hours is, like, unheard of. Like,
yeah. I like, never
I'm sitting there like I'm sitting there like tapping my fingers like what do I do?
You're like, maybe I should be doing push-ups
like,
right now.
Yeah, like, do I go to the gym right now and train, or just, you know, recover my body a little bit? You know, so like it's different. I'm trying to get used to it. You know, trying to do things more like with the kid, and you know, so I get to spend time.
And so, how old's your boy?
He'll be 9 months on the 10th.
That's crazy.
Yeah, nice.
Well, just started crawling like 2 days
ago. You got started at 9 years old. You need to get him started at 9 months old. No, youngest member of Team Alpha Male ever.
You know what's crazy is, and you'll be a part of this too when you start having kids and everything else. Your kids might be influenced to be champs, because you got an insider path to, like, get him in a development program to go if they like that kind of thing, you know. But it's funny to see all these kids that have grown up in our gym, from guys that started when they're like 9 to, you know, I've got a bunch of teammates and friends that have had kids that are have their kids in the gym and now are getting into high school and stuff like that. And it's like, it's nuts to see this path of like the circle of life, you know. And it's cool to see, you know, comes full circle on this type of thing. So as far as your next phase of things, now you're getting used to being a full-time athlete. You know, got a big bonus. He got, you know, a big bonus for his very first fight, which helped give him a little bit of cushion to focus more on just the fight game. What's the goal now? What is your mindset? What are you thinking of? Like, what's the overall picture for you?
Man, just,
you want to have more kids? You want to you want to do?
No, well, like, I wanted more kids, but right now I'm like, okay, you know, one's good right now. Let's see, let's play it out for a couple of years and see what's up.
Yep.
But no, just in fighting, man. I just want to stay focused and keep winning and get better. You know, I'm 23.
Man, that's crazy.
Like I said, we've been training for so long. You know, I've seen the ups and downs in the team. I've seen, like, the rights and wrongs, like, of training. Like, I mean, we would go in and train. I'd be, like, 14 years old training with grown men, and we'd be sparring every day. Yeah. So, like, you know, learning now, like, being able to take care of my body and give me a couple of rest days. But, I mean, I'm still getting better. I'm still, like, getting faster, stronger, learning more stuff, like, you know, I got a long way to go. So, I mean, I look forward to it, and I keep winning. That's it.
Yeah. Greg, from a guy that's built brands and built businesses, what's some advice you can give Joseph from a business standpoint? Because at this point, he is a business. You know, his time is valuable. That's what I was trying to explain to him. Like, your time is valuable. If you're getting $15 an hour, $20 an hour, but you're making, in one fight, you're making, you know, anywhere from 30 to 50 grand, how do you gauge what's the best use of your time? How do you market yourself? What are some little business, you know, tips that you can give a guy that's just starting out, just starting to get money, just starting to get into the thick of things?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something we were talking about a little bit before, but making sure you're focusing on building your personal brand while you're kind of rising through the ranks. You know, you're obviously a smart guy. You probably know most of this stuff already, but, you know, we work with so many athletes now. It's over 150 athletes that we've got on the Trifecta team across all sports, from the UFC to NFL to CrossFit. And, you know, the ones that really are successful, kind of big picture and financially, you know, are the ones that end up like Uriah and are, you know, putting that focus on, okay, yeah, I'm winning fights, but, you know, do I have a personal website set up? Am I making sure to do, you know, the right social media posts? Am I, you know, building out an email list? Like, stuff that is obviously less exciting than that, you know, championship moment in the ring where you're standing over your brutalized opponent, but for the brand partners you work with, and then when you've, you know, I'm sure you're going to want to launch your own company or something in the future, it's hugely valuable to have those additional assets in place, you know, as you kind of build up through the years, because you are a young guy. I mean, we won't say exactly how much younger than Uriah and I, but more than 10 years younger. You know, it's you got a long ways ahead of you, but, you know, doing that stuff now, when you do get to our age, you'll be, you know, thrilled that you've built a business empire along with the fact that, you know, you're a UFC champ and all that other stuff. Cause that's, you know, You can fight in the UFC for a long time if you're someone like Uriah, but, you know, ultimately you're not going to be fighting when you're 50 or 60 or 70. You know, you're going to be depending on those business assets in the long term. So yeah, that's my advice for all the athletes out there that are sponsored or trying to be in the future.
And I think also, and you're already super level headed. You're full-on adult at this point with a wife and kids, et cetera.
Yeah, he's out bearding us, too.
But understanding, like, I mean, I remember going from having to pay nothing in taxes to having to pay a ton in taxes, and it happened, like, in a year, you know, because that's the way our sport is. You're, like, struggling, and then you're, like, boom, have to pay all these taxes. So, and I made some dumb decisions. Even though I've never been a guy that's out buying a bunch of clothes and watches and stuff, I've bought houses and but I've never been like a go buy a car kind of guy, you know, like crazy cars and crazy suits, and it just wasn't me. But I'm an entrepreneur, so I'm always like jumping in and trying to get this business going and that business going. And for me, any business that's worked has always had people that are smarter than me and specialists in an area. Whenever I'm the head honcho of something, it's just not good. You know, not from a standpoint of I can't do it, but my focus is so many other places, and I need to find people that I trust to be able to do things with. Mm. And other than that, just save your money, pay your taxes, live frugal, live below your means, and look for good opportunities with people that you really, really trust, because money is a weird thing, man. It makes people do some weird stuff, and depending on the individual. So stack those chips, live below your means, and pay your taxes.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Yeah, definitely pay your taxes while we're on camera.
No. Yeah. Well, shoot, guys, we have to go. I know that this is a quick little interview. We'll be checking in with Bopo, Joseph Morales, for those that need to Google a man. this is, again, we want to track the progress of how you're doing in the fight game, see the family grow, watch the business grow, and have a lot of fun doing it. So we'll be checking in with Joseph more as time goes on. And Greg, hopefully I can get you to help mentor our guy a little bit, since he's also part of the team and Trifecta as well over time. And we'll get you guys geared up, because high water rises all boats, as they say.
Yep, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for logging in for another episode of the Cali Cast. We'll catch you next week.
Let's do it.